I feel pretty good. Got out the cast. Had a lot more range of motion than I anticipated. I think at this point it's really just about getting that strength back. Pain management also, but at the same time I want to play. I want to play as early as possible. But the coaches and the trainers want me to be smart. They've been taking really good care of me. So at this point I'm just conditioning, continuing to stay in shape. So when I do come back, that I can help this team make the run that we're trying to make.
Coach said you're day to day now. Mm-hmm. He seemed impressed with the progress you made during the bye week. How surprised were you with how quickly your thumb came along in the bye?
Positive thinking. I've been having a lot of close people around me pray for me, and then we've all been speaking positively about the entire deal. So I think obviously that helps in the healing process. I think when you believe that you're hurt, you're going to be hurt, and it's going to take longer. But I don't believe I'm hurt. Even when I saw the initial break, I thought we could put it back in place, and I thought I was going to be able to play. So it was just unfortunate with a thumb injury. They always pretty much go straight to surgery. With any of the other fingers, I might not have even had to go into surgery. So it's just unfortunate it was the thumb. But for the most part, I've been impressed with how it's been feeling out of the cast. The trainers have been too. I just got to continue to get examined by team doctors. And they're going to let me know when I can go. But for the most part, I'm trying to do everything possible that I can do right now with just hand strengthening, hand movement, flexibility and stuff, just so when it is that time for me to come in, I can go back right into playing and help that team.
You mentioned strength. Obviously, thumb is important to catch a football.
Yeah.
Do you know when they might allow you to expose the thumb to live passes coming at you?
So that's the hardest part. I don't like to talk about the when because I don't want to put a specific day or time. And then... They haven't. That's just one of those things where, like I said, it's day to day, and it's a conversation ongoing. I still got to keep getting examined by our team doctors and the hand doctor that I'm going to go see. So everybody's on board, really, with where I am right now. This is something that some people say, hey, this might take a very long time. It's not looking like that right now, and that's the type of optimism we want to really go into it with. But as far as just continuing to stay sharp, I'm a firm believer in you catch the ball with your eyes, so I'm still doing a lot of work on the eyes, staying focused, and so then when the thumb does start feeling better, I can go back to being myself and playing.
And then what do you have to do strength exercise-wise? You got the old-school hand crank?
Yeah.
What are we doing with the thumb
strong? Old-school stress ball. Some things never change. But also, they've got a lot of great things. I got a great acupuncture guy, too. Just who knew stuff in your neck, helped your thumb. There's a whole nother level of science going into it now. But just me and my acupuncture guys, massage people, everything, just to get more range of motion. And then I feel like when it's time to play, I've been doing all this hand therapy with obviously no type of, anti-inflammatory or anything. When it's time to play and I actually can do something to help suppress the pain a little bit, I think that'll also help, too, with me going out there and feeling like myself.
So how much have they allowed you to actually catch passes, if at all?
No, I haven't done anything as far as that aspect. When it's that time, I think I'm going to be pretty much full tilt. If I can go out there and catch any type of ball, I think it's going to be at that point where I need to go out there and start trying to practice. But as far as like tennis balls, little stuff like that, I've been able to do that pretty successfully. So hopefully I can transition to footballs really soon. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I'm still doing exercise on my eyes. If you know anything about trying to practice with one hand catching, you have to look at the point. You have to focus on it. So I'm trying to just make sure I hone in on all my other skills. My left hand, as far as catching, is my offhand. So I feel like, if anything, this is the time for me to actually work on one of my deficiencies. So then when I do get my right hand back, I come back that much better.
What type of pain do you have just with day-to-day stuff, holding the phone, brushing teeth, anything like that?
Day-to-day stuff really has gotten a lot easier. Like I said, even just going out and putting on, like, my pads and everything, using your thumb to even put on clothes when it's pretty banged up isn't fun. But even just today, I say, hey, it's feeling pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and put all my equipment, go out to practice as if it was a normal day, because I'm really starting to try and do everything that I usually do with my right hand. So then I can just the transition to catching isn't just astronomically different because I've been using it the whole time.
How excited are you to get a chance to help out this offense maybe this quickly after what some people thought could be a long-term move?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think there's a lot of things to be optimistic about. I think sometimes when everybody asks me, about the offense, they say, this and that, they want to bring up numbers and stats and all this. I look at it this way. Every single game that we've been in, we've had a chance to win it. And when I go back and look at the film, like, man, there's a few plays on offense that I know that things that I've done, things that guys in the room know that they've taken accountability for, that we can all say, hey, like, we're that close to being, you know, undefeated, you know, but sitting at 3-2 with the back half of the season right in front of us, I think everybody's pretty optimistic going forward, but I know how much I really want to get back out there, be myself, and help out this team. So, exactly, with the whole thumb injury, you know, it's unfortunate, but healing's going good, so I can't wait to get back out there.